Okay, let's go. Now we'll have the Hulk Cup.
Until now, you're on vacation. Now we're serious.
Okay, we're up to Daf Nun Amud Aleph of the Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel Emet. There's going to be there's four possible situations between a person and the Yevama, and his brother's wife. He can either marry her, which is called Yibum. He can either give a Chalitza, which basically severs all the ties. She's a free woman, marry anybody she wants, and her co-wife, a tzaddik, can marry anybody she wants. You give a maimer. A maimer is a chomer takana that even though mehatayla, all you do is have bia and you're married to her, we want you to go through the same process like an ordinary woman goes. So first you give kedushin, maimer, saying, and then you get married. Maimer, we had a machlekes b'shamay b'sil before where the maimer is a kinyan, maimer really does something, or maimer is just sort of only a partial connection, zika. And then we have a thing called get. He decided to give her a get. Now, really, nothing happens to give her a get because you weren't married to her yet. It's only a shemeres yom, she's waiting to marry you. But the rabbanon don't want to dismiss the get altogether because then mistakes can happen. So we treat the get as if the get something happened to the extent that you can no longer marry her or nobody can marry her anymore. Now all she can get is chalitza. Okay, these are four situations.
Is maima strictly verbal or he gives her?
No, that's a yeah, exactly. Go through the motion.
Kedusha.
Verbal. No,
yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
That's right. Exactly. And actually, it's like, we want you to do maima because we want you to go through a normal kedusha like anybody else. So now the question is, in each one, the machlek is the mission is going to be on Gula Chachamim. If you did a maimer, if you gave a maimer to one there was two, your brother had two wives, you gave a maimer to one, can you do something to the other one or not? Or if you gave a maimer to both of them, well, how do we treat the maimer? Is it like solid? That's it, you're attached, and therefore, once you attach yourself to one wife, you can't attach yourself to another wife because you only build bayis echodom rahman, only one house, not two. So the Mishnah. Rabban Gamliel says, Ain get acha get. If you gave a get to one of the wives, all cases I'm talking about here, either you had one brother and he had two wives, or they were the Reuven only had one wife, but he has two brothers, Shimon and Levi. And Shimon goes to the woman and gives her a get, and then Levi goes to give her a get. Gamliel says, whatever the first one does, the second one repeats it, nothing happens with the second one. And therefore, the dinim of, because when we treat a get like a get, we say that he can no longer marry her relatives and so on and so forth. But the other brother has no issue. If you gave a maimer to the first wife, there's no such thing as a maimer to the second wife of Reuben, or the one brother, the second brother, nothing, because once you did one, the second one, there's no place to be chal. And if you live with her, she's opposite Yevama. What can you do another bila with the other wife? Once you gave a chalitza to one wife, there's no chalitza to another one. The bila and the chalitza is obvious. The chiddush here is also the get and the maimer, because get really nothing happened. The rabbanon are machmed that something happened by the get. It's enough that another person, the other brother gives a get, nothing happens.
Isn't the whole reason that machm is to avoid confusion?
That's right.
They shouldn't start giving.
The little holes. Once you did one, there's no room for the other one to be chal. Once you gave a maimer one, even though maimer is not really strong, there's no room for the second maimer to be chal. However, the chacham disagree. Chacham say when it comes to beil and chalitza, we'll agree. Once you boil one woman, she's your wife. Once you gave chalitza to one, that's it. There's no ties anymore. Then comes asher la yivna. You shouldn't build anymore. However, when it comes to get and when it comes to maimer, because matayla nothing really happened. Matayla, she's still your wife. She's still your shemeres yavam. So if the other brother gives a maimer as well, or gives a get as well, or you give to the other woman, something did happen because it's nothing that solid. Because there's a partial zika still there. Says the Gemara, Chama say yes, get acha get. There is a get after a get, but yes, maimer acha maimer. But we'll agree with you. Have a loy acha bilu achalitza. We'll agree. There's nothing after bilu achalitza. That's final. Klum. Okay, says the Mishnah Kesad. How does it work? We'll go through a number of cases now, how all this works. We'll go through every possibility. Awesome. Maimer, b'yevemta. You gave a maimer. You said a maimer to Yevamah. And then, v'nosan lo get. You gave a maimer to Yevamah. And then afterwards, you gave her a get. So what does the get achieve? The get removes the maimer. Maimer is kedushin, you give a get. But it doesn't remove the zika part of it. You still need something to take care of the zika. But we're not going to allow you anymore to be miyabim, to marry. Even though lochayda, nothing happened here. Matayda, she's still shemaz yavim. But we are not going to allow you to marry. Because you gave a get, we don't allow you to marry. Tzirichei mena chalitza. The only option is chalitza. Because once you gave her a get, that's like ashala yivna. You decide that you want to build.
You've eliminated
that's right.
Yibum.
What about Osa Maimer? You did a Maimer. The Chalitza, you did a Maimer and the Chalitza. So the Chalitza removed the Zika, but what removed the Maimer? But the Rabbana, the Maimer, something happened. You still need a get to remove the Maimer. The Maimer can be removed by a get, and the Zika, the relationship of a sister and a husband, is through Chalitza or Yibum. What about Osa Maimer? You did a Maimer, and then Ubal, and afterwards your Maimer did what the Chacham prescribed. First you give Kedushin, and then you get married. No, Hareza Kimitzvasa. That's it. It's over. She's married to you. The other woman is free. What about a Nosan Get? You gave her a Get, and then Osa Maimer. You gave her a Get first. Which means when mommy gave her a Get, you no longer are able to be married her anymore. Once you give her a Get, we say, Midrabbanan, it's Kasid HaShallah Yivna, you refuse to build a house with her. Only Eitz is a Chalitza. But then you did a Maimer, so you still need a Get for the Maimer, because you did a new Maimer now. You still need a Get for the Maimer, because why? Because the Maimer is Chal, even though you gave her a Get, there's still a Zika there, there's still an attachment between you and her. So if you gave her a Maimer, you strengthened that Zika, Tzich a Get. But you also need a Chalitza, you can no longer marry her because you gave her a Get. You need a Chalitza to remove the Zika. Nosan Get, you gave her a Get, right, which disqualifies you from marrying her, but then Ubal. But then you had Bila, which is illegitimate, because really the Rabban don't want you to marry anymore. Once you give her a Get, it's like a Chalitza, and if you can marry, La Yivna. So what happens now? The fact is you were boil. Tzrich a Get, you need a Get, and you still need the Chalitza. You need a Get for the Bia that you just did. Why do you get the Bia? Because Mahatayda, something happened, and something exactly, because you're Kaina. Rabban don't want you to stay married, so you need a Get for that. But Chalitza you need, because Rabban is not going to allow you to stay married to her. Need a Chalitza for the Zika.
So you're recognizing the Maisa that you did as Kiddushin.
But not Yibum.
It's a kind of a Rabbanon.
Yeah, the Rabbanon are interfering, yeah.
You're having a bob both ways.
Exactly. What about Nos and Get? We go through every scenario. You gave her a Get, and then the Cholatz. You gave her a Get... Again, which means you no longer marry her, and then you gave a chalitza. Okay, that's it. That's perfect. So you can no longer marry her. Nobody can marry her, and the other woman is free. Ein acha chalitza klum. Once you gave a chalitza, there's nothing to do after the chalitza. What about cholat? You gave a chalitza. The osa maimer. Let's say you gave a chalitza first, and then you said a maimer or nasan get, or you gave her a get after chalitza or bal, or you had bila chalitza. It's all nothing, because we just learned after chalitza there's no ties between anymore. It's like a strange woman. You do these things, so whatever it is, nothing. Now, what about l'chayda? So what is a strange woman? But the fact that I had bila with her, should I need something for that? But this mishnah now, the mishnah go back and forth, follows Rabbi Akiva that holds you now have an avera to live with this woman. Once she's your chalitza, it says, Ashallah Yivna, you can't take her. It's a lot. Not anymore cutter. We pass in, like we had a machlekes gemara before. We pass in. No, we don't do that. We pass in that. We pass in. Once you have a chalitza, she's always eishes och for you. Maybe we had a machlekes. We had a machlekes if it's only for you or what all the other brothers. So we had. The halach is all the other brothers is still eishes och. If any other brother lives with this chalitza for them, it's karis. For the guy who gave the chalitza, for him, it's only. He removed that, exactly. For him, it's a wife we got rid of. So for him, it's a. But it's an eishes chalitza. It's a chalutz, you know, I live with. But it's a lav. And a lav, Rabbi Kiva holds that Kedushin are not toifas but chai belavin. Therefore, nothing happened.
Does he have the same restrictions with her as a machzik roshosay? That if you marry someone
Rabbanan said that a chalutz is like a get, so he can't live with her sister, with her all the family. I tell you what he says, Rabbanan who came, that chalutz is like a gerusha. Whatever they did by gerusha, apply chalutz. That's right. Yeah, that part you can't do, yeah. But there's nothing happening because we're following Rabbi Kibo said that Kedushin is not Teifas by Chai V'Lavin. Okay. Oy, Boal. V'Osa Maimer. Oh, let's say you'd Bila. Who is it? Oy, Boal. The other order. You did Bila, V'Osa Maimer, Nosan Get, V'Cholat. Or let's say you reverse the order around. You did first Bila. Then you did a maimer. Then you gave a get. So by giving a get, you got rid of the maimer. And then the cholat. Ein acha chalitza klum. There's nothing happened after chalitza. Here is not talking about the last case, because you just did bia. In this case, the last case here, it says a bal. If you did bila, what happened? You did bila with your yavama. She's your wife. So when it says ein achil de klum, we're going back to the previous case.
So what's he moisif with giving?
In other words, absolutely nothing. That's why maim is worthless. Nothing. So then, nas get is or chol ein.
So does the get dispose of the maim, or the get disposes of the bila?
Get is on bila. Once we learned before, once she's married, he just got. Oh, the Gemara will say that one ID, because we're going through every case, all the scenarios. We're just repeating.
So you're adding on a layer after
that. So to be symmetric, we're repeating everything we said before over here as well. So that's why I mentioned it here. But we're definitely talking about the previous case, not this case here. Okay. Right.
There's no connection anymore.
That's true. We just did it. We're going through, okay, you don't need to, and you don't need mind me, you don't need the get. No, the get is for the mind, but what mind? You're very married to you. You're just repeating everything you said before. Yeah. Now, all of these cases makes no differences. Achas, whether it's Yavama Achas. Reuven only had one wife. Le'yavim echad, and he only had one brother. Or Achas, Reuven had one wife. Or Achas, whether it's Tevam, Reuven had two wives, Le'yavim echad, to one brother. Makes no difference. Two wives, one brother. All the dinim are the same. Ketzad. We say two Yavamas to one Yavam. What do you mean? Until now, we were learning the same woman to you. What about the two wives, Reuven? Ketzad. Osa maime bazu, then a maime bazu. First, he did a maime to Leah, then he did a maime to Rachel. Tzrich is, we need, according to the Chacham, to a household. You can only do one maimer. The Chacham say, no, every maimer only made a little bit of a connection. There's still room for more connection. So it's, you need a get from both women. And you need one chalitza. You don't need two chalitzas. You need one chalitza, because one chalitza per household. Yeah. Maimer bazu. The get lazu. If you did a maimer to one of the wives, Leah, let's say, and you gave a get to Rachel, so what are now? For as Leah is concerned, you need to end that. Tzricha get for Leah, and you gave a, by giving a get to Rachel as well, you can no longer marry either of them, because you're giving a get to Leah, and you cannot marry Rachel either. Because once you gave a get, you're disqualified from getting married. So therefore, you need to give chalitza to one of them, and that's it. Yeah. What about maimer bazu ubalazu? Let's say you gave a maimer to one, and then you did bila to the next. If you did bila to the next, she's your wife. But the problem is you gave maimer to the other one. Once you gave maimer to the other one, she's your wife. So you just married the second wife of the same family. So you can't live with the second wife. But once you marry the second wife, you can no longer be the first wife.
But is the kedushin tofus on our
you,
life?
You don't laugh. When you did the kedushin maimer, there was nothing. She was available to you. It was Rachel and Leah. You gave maimer to Leah. And then you decide to be with Rachel. So now you ruined it for you completely. You need a get for her maimer and a get for the bia. And all you need is one chalitza. Yeah. And Lechayda, why can't you just give a get to the wife that you had bia with, and she's like an HDC and your divorce is over? Why do you need chalitza still? Because this is called a weak, we had before, a weak bia doesn't work chalitz anymore. It doesn't work anymore, the get. Why is it a weak bia? Because you gave maimet to the other wife. Once you gave maimet to the other wife, we don't want you to marry. It's as if this is your wife, Leah. You cannot marry Rachel. So when you married Rachel, we were unhappy. This is not the way it's supposed to be. That's called a bia psula, or a bia grua. And therefore, giving a get to that bia, very good. You ended the bia, but doesn't end the relationship of the zika. Because a weak bia, if you had a strong bia and you gave a get, that's it. You ended the whole relationship. But because of the weak bia, the yavama part of it wasn't completely expunged. Because this bia is not really a full bia, because he's really married the first wife, the one you gave maimer to. Okay, Vaita. It's all the rabbanos that make it so difficult. Wouldn't it be for the rabbanos? Everything would be very straightforward. Okay, yeah.
Mike goes to the chuppah and marries
Reuven married two women. He dies. Reuven died. He had Leah and Rachel. Shimon now has a choice. Shimon has a choice. So when he gave maimer to one, that means he chose him. The rabbanon, this is going to be his wife.
I mean, actually,
no, but you still didn't end the zika. Till he marries. Matoida, he can marry, because Matoida, you didn't yet either marry or. Yeah. But Rabbanon, this is your wife, Leah. He decided to give bia to Rachel, to the other woman. the Rabban, the Taita, she should be your wife now, but Rabban don't like it because we told you to marry
Leah. Because you gave
Leah.
The moment to the other one.
Exactly. So this is called a Bia Psula. So what you have to do now is give her a get. We don't want you to live together, and we don't think to the second one because you were boiled. You have to give her a get. But it doesn't end the Zika part of it yet because with Rabban, we don't accept this Bia.
But now you're also to the first one?
Yeah. You have to give a chalitza. Completely. That's right. And why also the first one? Because Mahatayda, you marry the second one and you can only build one house.
And now that's...
So the Rabban and the Tayda both work against each other. That's exactly right. No, no, Bayis Echad. It's Bayis Echad of Rachmano. It's not a chalitza, it's not sisters. It's one... Reuven had two wives. They weren't sisters. I gave a bad example. But they weren't sisters. They were just... You could only have one wife of a family.
Tzoras.
That's right. Tzoras, exactly. Co-wife. That's why you need a rub of the advice before you do these things. So Maimer Bazu Bol Bazu Tzicha Beit Gitin V'Chalitza. Two Gitin V'Chalitza. Right. So you need to get from the Maimer, get from the Bia and Chalitza. What about Maimer Bazu V'Chalitza do? You gave a Maimer to one, and then you gave a Chalitza to the other one. By giving chalitza to the other one, there's no longer zikah anymore. And mahatayda shall layivni, no la la build. You can no longer go back to the first wife that you gave maimer to and marry her, because mahatayda, that family, you've ended it. So what do? Harishayin et zikah get, you still able to get because you gave her a maimer. And that's it. But you don't need anything else. Get lazu, get lazu. You gave both of them a get. That means what? That you can no longer, minabani can no longer get married to either of them. But you still need a chalitza. It's a man of chalitza. Only one chalitza, and that's it. What about get? So we gave a get to one, which means you ended the thing. You only need a chalitza now, and then a balozu. And he decided to be boiled the other one. Ma'atayda the chayda beer is good, but the rabbanon we say it's a weak beer because once you gave a get to the first wife, we don't want you. That means that shalayivna, you no longer want to continue with his family. So therefore, the rabbanon, what you did with the second wife is a beer psula. So that therefore, it's not considered like you consummated the yivam part of it. So you need to give her a get for the beer. But you need a chalitza to end this whole relationship. Sikha get and a chalitza. What about get lazu umaimer lazu? You gave a get to one person and then you did a maimer to the other person. So you gave a get to one person, which means you're no longer.
You have the principle of
Kolam Mekadesh.
So we're not going to.
People are going to see. People are going to confuse. People see things and it's so difficult. As we're learning it, it's so difficult. People see and get confused. So what is I get lazu and maim lazu?
So once he gave the get first, he now puzzles the other one.
You can't live anymore with that. Exactly. So get lazu means the only way out of this relationship is through chalitza. Give maimer to the other one. Since mahatayda, the other one really is still shemet as yavam. So you need to give a get to end the maimer, but you only can give a chalitza to end the whole rizika.
Is there a seder kedima with the yibum? Let's say a person has two wives. Do you have to marry dafka the older one, or the one who's been married longer? Or
only regarding the brothers, it says b'choyer shetailit. So only there we say the oldest brother should marry.
He has got a choice, but he chooses which wife.
Well, it doesn't say anyway.
Okay, just wondering if there's a.
You like one better. You like one better. No, you have to like her. Yeah.
And somebody gave him wrong advice.
No, they always go to the Bezin, they always go to a Rav.
You're a country town.
I mean, you're in Bombay, and your Bezin is in Iraq, which is the way that for some reason they set these communities up this way. All these migrations
Yuri Perlov Sefer, he wrote on Gittin, so in the beginning, Agdamah Sefer, it's an unbelievable Agdamah. He writes after the war, he wrote some of his cases that he had there. But one of the problems were with, you know, the women, let's say the women came, they have no idea if the husband's alive. If the husband is dead, it doesn't necessarily help them. We had no kids. Now she might be a Yivam. Go find the brother. So you got to find two people now.
You don't know if they're dead, if they're alive, if they're missing.
The most tragic thing was, after the war, everyone assumed everybody was dead. So people got married right, left, and center. 3 or 4 years later, like 49, the husband, the first husband, comes back.
He tracks down his wife.
So the second husband, all the cases are ready to walk away, to let her go back to the first husband. Every case, and the first husband says, "I'll give all my money, whatever it is, to, you know, give my wife back." And the wife says, "I want to go back to my husband," but you can't. Once you married somebody else, you can't go back. You're saying each one, they're prepared to give everything up, and the second husband's prepared to give everything up. He's Michael, you know.
My wife.
What do you do?
My wife Zayda, Rabbi Shik, all of them. After the war, he spent a long time chasing around DPP camps, just taking aiders. Who did you see die? When did you see them die? Just for this. Maybe he'll be able to free up someone from being a Yavama.
Yeah, well, Pilov was very heavily involved. You can see his thing there.
He was in Hungary. If you wanted, he's in Hungary, yeah.
Chasing around.
Was in the DPP camps in Germany.
In Germany, yeah.
Who was in Germany?
Pilov,
yeah. Anyway, right. Get lezu, gave a get to one woman, v'chalatz lezu, gave a chalitza to the other woman. That's it. Once you give chalitza, it's over. Nothing else to do. Hey, nachlitza klum. What about? And if, whenever we say ein lach l'klum means, if afterwards he gives, let's say, a maimed to the other wife, or even if he has boyo, we're following Rabbi Akiva, who says that since it's a lav, lo yivne, kedushin is not toifet, b'chai v'lav.
And therefore, okay.
Therefore nothing happens. And the point is, ein lach l'klum means, according to Chacham, yes, klum. If I go and have beer with her, okay, takas a lav, she's my wife.
If she conceives and has a baby, that child will be a
mother. Yeah. That's yesterday, Gemara, yeah.
And
that's right. What about cholatz v'cholatz? He gave chalitza and chalitza, or cholatz v'asa maimi. He gave chalitza and then he did a maimi to another one. Nosan get, he gave a get ubal, a ball, or he had bilu with both. A ball, he had bilu with one wife v'asa maimi. Or nosan get, he gave a get v'cholatz chalitza. Ein acha chalitza klum. In other words, the second chalitza, once you gave chalitza, anything you do afterwards is meaningless. So even though we lived before by chalitza, you're not allowed to live with a sister, all the relatives are also. In the second, after chalitza, whatever you do afterwards is meaningless. Nothing happened. Again, we're following Akiva. Nothing happened. Therefore, there's no Easter of relatives and all that. Okay. Bein Yavam Echel, again, Bein Yavam Echel Shtei Yavamas. This doesn't matter whether it's one Shimon for two wives. Or two brothers for one yivam. It doesn't make a difference. All the cases are the same. That, you know, ein achar is a klum and all that. Cholatz v'asa maimer. Let's say you did chalitza, and then you did a maimer. Right, for your chalitza. We're talking about one yavam and one yivam. This one woman, you gave her a chalitza, and then this one woman you gave maimer. Or nasan get, you gave her a get, and then a ball, and then you had bila. Oi ball, you had bila, and then vasa maimer. The nasan get, the cholatz, and then you gave a get, and then you gave chalitza. Ein acha chalitza klum, as I said before. Once you gave chalitza, nothing else happens.
In theory, what he's done here. He's actually done. There's been a yibum here with the boar. There's been a chalitza, which is.
We're going to now make a distinction. We said before, ein acha bia klum, ein acha chalitza klum. You know, once you get bia, she's your wife, and that's it. And once you chalitza, it's all over. But there's going to be a difference between which stage you did chalitza. By chalitza, no matter what stage it is, once you get chalitza, it's over. But bia depends when the bia was, in the beginning or the middle or the end. As Gemara will explain. Let me explain now. Whether in the beginning, let's say you gave a maimer, then you did chalitza, and then you gave a get. So in other words, nothing. The maimer after chalitza, the maimer is meaningless. Nothing happens. Yeah, because we're following the Akiva, it says that al chayv alav, nothing happens. So bein betchila, bein beemtzer, middle, bein besayif, after the maimer, you gave a maimer, you gave a get, and then you chalitza. That's it. It's over. If you do a maimer afterwards, nothing happens. And again, like Rabbi Akiva, nothing happens after a lav. But Hashem Be'ila, when it comes to Be'ila, it depends. Bisman, she betchilev. The first thing you did was you had Bia with Leia. Anything afterwards, is she's your wife. So whatever happens afterwards doesn't mean anything. Bisman, she betchilev, ain't achere klum. But however, be'emtza, let's say first you gave a get, and then you did Be'ila. What did we learn before? If you gave a get first, you ruined the Bia. Then the bia is a weak bia. Then yes, achabia. Then we don't say no. We no longer have the rule ain achabia klum. This is a bad bia. When does beer effective? Only if the beer was the first thing. So it's a kosher of beer. But if you did maimer first or a getme first, if you did a getme first or a chalitza, whatever it is, so the beer absolutely nothing happens. Yes, achrei klum. Rab Nechemya, however, is agreeing. Nechemya says, achas bila, achas chalitza. He doesn't hold with this concept of a beer psula, that it's a weak beer and therefore you still need a chalitz afterwards. He doesn't hold that. He says, I don't care when you need a beer, since my teira, she's your yivama, you're fully married. So the Gemara, at kala pligi, yele beget echa get. They're only arguing a get after a get. I will get echad be yivama, maimer echad be yivama. But if you gave a get by Yavama and Maime by Yavama, Mahani.
The different people or the same person? A get to one and a Maime to the other?
No, look at this. It seems like me. The problem here is that you gave two get in one after another. What if you only gave one get to Yavama? One woman, you gave her one get. Sound like that would be valid. What do you say? They're only arguing there's a get, acher get. But the first get, everyone agrees something happened. Why? Why should I get work by Yavama? Where does the Torah say get by Yavama? You have to marry or give a chalitza. Where does get come in the picture? And it's saying maimed. The whole machlek is if it's maimed acha maimed. But maimed itself, the first maimed, is effective. Where does that come from? I will get echa by Yavama, my Yavama mahani. My time, I'm at a bun, get by Yavama mahani. Why should it work? So the Gemara, Meshum, the mahani, Ba'alma says get works everywhere else. We don't want people to get confused. The Amri, the mahani, if it doesn't work, Amri, get lahitzil. People say, look, what does a get do? It ends a relationship. And chalitza is lahitzia. People think, well, get which is much stronger, it's universal, and yet it doesn't work by Yavama. The chalitza also maybe doesn't work, you still have to live together or something. People don't understand. People think, well, she's still my wife, and you'll have the bee after chalitza. Well, my time, why do I want to say Maima does help? Where does Maima come in? The Torah says only beer. Mishum the Mahani Balma, Sin Kadusha works everywhere. The Amri Le Mahani doesn't work. Amri, Maima, Likna, what does Maima do? To create a relation. Ubi, a Liknas. Umadam Le Mahani, Bin Alamani. People say, well, Maima didn't work, so even if you had beer with her, maybe she's not your wife yet, you have to do some other formality. But also, the Mival Acha beer. Yeah, and therefore, you might have, other people might have beer after the beer. Say, what? The other brother can come in and say, look, nothing happened. My time, Omar Abanan, what's this whole svara we just said? It be a psula. That if it's a bad beer, yesh acherea kulum. If it's a bad beer, poor beer, in other words, because you did a maimer first, that the beer is ineffective, and you can still, if you do things afterwards, you still have to need a chalitz and so on. Amri, ibi acheregeti. No, we'll stop here. Continue tomorrow. Halton cup. Who says that doctrine is not.